In this fraternity, I want to answer the question that David posed in the chat. Simply because after I saw his question, I happened to pick up a sefer at my in-laws' house, Hegyona Shel Torah, where he asks David's question. So I'll share his answer. So David asked, "How could why if this week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas?" Why it is that the drama of the seduction of Bnot Midian and the killing of Zimri and all the kanaut of Pinchas happens at the end of last week's parsha? Why is that in Balak when this is the parsha that is called Pinchas? So the in Hegyona Shel Torah he asks this question. Now, honestly, if you'd asked me, the question didn't bother me so much. As I saw once in a tshuva by Racham Kanievsky, someone asked him how you could have parshiot which are named after Rishaim, like Balak or Korach, and his answer was, "Ein lahakshot kushiot al shema parshiot." You can't ask questions about the names of parshiot. And in some level, I think that's true. But I would have put it slightly differently, which is why did Chazal, or not Chazal, or why did the tradition that we have, the Bavli tradition, which reads the Torah in a year, why is the division such that the story of Pinchas is divided? But in the Hegyona Shel Torah, he asked the question the way David does, which is why is this the parsha which is called Pinchas, and last week's parsha with the drama not. But however you ask the question, there's something going on in this choice of dividing the parsha in between these two parts of what seems to be a single story. And he suggests the answer cuts the heart of the problem with kanaut. Right? Zealotry, even though here it's praised, is a really, really problematic thing. Because if someone does it for the right reasons, he's really doing it for God, so then under certain circumstances, that zealotry and even the violence is justified and the only thing that can solve a really terrible situation. However, if someone does it for the wrong reasons and missteps and misassesses the situation, it's terrible and completely unjustified. And it's very hard to even know whether you're doing it for the right reasons, or you have a hatred, or you have a violent streak, and you're looking for expression of that. And therefore, what the Hegyona Shel Torah says is it's specifically that complexity that leads to the division of the parshiot, and specifically our parsha being called Pinchas, even though the drama happens last week, because what the division of parshiot is trying to show us is that the act of kanaut, the act of zealotry, by itself, you don't know whether it's good or bad. It's almost impossible. And therefore, if we stopped at last week's parsha, we wouldn't know whether Pinchas was a character that's worth praising. And in fact, if you look in the Yerushalmi goes farther and imagines that the Chachamim of the time actually thought that Pinchas was wrong. And it was only because God said, no, he wasn't wrong, that we knew that wasn't the case. But the perception of even the scholarly rabbinic, as it were, obviously this is anachronistic, but the Torah community was that Pinchas was wrong. Because usually kanaot is wrong. Only after God came and gave his stamp of approval and said, no, Pinchas is the exception. He actually did it for the right reasons. Then we could call the parsha Pinchas and say, oh, Pinchas is the exception to all rules, and his kanaot was in fact done for the right reasons in the right way, and therefore deserves praise. And therefore, this division of parshiot, sort of, the way it leaves us hanging of the assessment of Pinchas is supposed to point to the fact that, yes, we praise Pinchas, and yes, we name a parsha after Pinchas, but that's not supposed to teach you that zealotry is something that we should emulate, because it really is so complex and so rarely done correctly. And therefore, his answer to David's question is that we specifically divide it. We specifically leave you hanging. We put the whole drama in Parshat Balak, but we don't finish the story, and we don't praise him. We don't name the parsha We wait till God assesses it. We divide that from the act of zealotry itself to show us how unique this story really is. And then he just notes that, in a sense, this also fits the themes of the parashiyot, because in Balak, everyone is achat bepev, achat belev. Bilam really wants to curse the Jews, but he says he doesn't want to curse the Jews. Balak is showing respect to Bilam, but we know that, you know, in his mind, it comes out at the end, right? I wanted to honor you, but you didn't do what I wanted, and he just sends him away, right? No one... The relationships in Balak are so duplicitous and so fickle that we put the Pinchas story in that unit specifically for you to question, is Pinchas just another person like that, where what seems to be this religious fervor is just anger and rage and violence? And we divide out God's assessment to show us, no, right? You might have thought that's what Pinchas was, but Pinchas is actually different than Balak and different than Bilam. But we sort of want to surprise you by putting it in, by making you wait a week so that you see that that differently. And then the Gaon HaShul Torah just continues to say that once you set up this idea, you could suggest, al derech drash, that the reason that the karbanot are in Parshat Pinchas, all the karbanot of the Chagim, is because karbanot are unique in the sense of how sensitive they are to improper thoughts. If you have a single improper thought of pigul, where you shecht it, having in mind that you're going to eat it at the wrong time, the whole thing is invalid. And that highlights the importance of pure intentions, especially in Kanaut, but in general, and by putting karbanot here, where they need that absolute commitment to God with no other thoughts mixed in, it highlights the only type of kanaut that will actually be justified, which is one that has that level of purity. So b'mikra, as I said, I found an answer to David's questions in Hagen HaShul Torah, so I figured I would share it with you guys.